Okay, let's get started with Perek Zayin of Sefer Melachim Beis, and this is the Haftorah for Parshas Mitzora. This is the story of the four lepers. What happened at the end of the previous Perek? We have the story of Elisha and the terrible famine that is going on, and Yehoram saying to Elisha, it's your fault, after the great miracles that have been experienced earlier. Elisha says, listen, he makes a pronouncement, he says, tomorrow there's going to be tons of food, the price of food is going to go down, there's going to be plenty of food all over the place, and the Shalish, the helper of Yehoram, says that I deny it, you know, even if God opens the windows of heaven, it's never going to happen. And Elisha says, oh yeah, that's what you think, watch this, you will see it, but you won't get to enjoy it. So that is the background for the beginning of the parak. Interestingly, those two psukim are left out of the Haftorah. You need that to really appreciate the Haftorah, those two psukim. But that is the beginning of our parak. And then the Navi tells us as follows. There were four people, four lepers sitting outside the gate, and they said there was a terrible famine, and the Malchus of Aram was surrounding Shomron, right, the city up north, the capital city of the northern kingdom. And they said to themselves, what are we doing here? Right now we're starving. We can't go into the city. They have no food either. So we might as well go to Aram. You know, might as well. Maybe they'll give us some food and they'll have some rachmanis on us. So they go there at night and they come to the edge and there's nobody there. Because Hashem had created a tumult the night before, made them think that they were attacking armies, and Aram left in a hurry. They zoomed away and they left their horses and their food and their everything. They left the gold and the silver, and the four lepers can't fathom what they're seeing. They go and they eat some, and they take some of the gold and they hide it, then eat some more. And they said, well, we better go tell Am Yisrael. We better go back and tell them. So what do? They get together and decide to go back to the town, and they go back to the gatesmen, because that's all that they're allowed to go into, because they can't go all the way in, as we'll talk about more. And they wake up, they tell the king. The king has woken up and he doesn't believe them, even though the Navi said it was going to happen. And no, he doesn't believe them. And what happens, they go, the king says, okay, let's send a couple of horsemen to test it out, because I don't know, maybe Aram is lying in wait and waiting for us to go. So he sends a couple of horsemen, and they come back safely, and everyone realizes that there's a tremendous nace that has occurred. The whole Am starts heading out the gates of the city to the camp of Aram, and there's tons of food, and exactly what Elisha said. The Pakid, the Shalish, is at the gate trying to have crowd control, and he gets trampled, and he dies. And that's exactly what Elisha said was going to happen. He was going to see the amazing plenty that Hashem will bring, but he will not enjoy it. Another nace wrought by Elisha, added to the list as the Malbim and the Abarbanel go through each list. So now let's go back to the beginning of Perek Zayin. Beginning of Perek Zayin, again, remember the end of the previous Perek. Yehoram had a little bit, not, he didn't believe in the Nevi'im, but he had a little bit of recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being the king, right? The woman who was talking about the fact that they had to eat their own children. He says, what do you want from me? Right, I'm not in charge, and he acknowledged that. So maybe that's partly why this nace was able to occur. So Elisha says, "Shemu Dvar Hashem, Karmar Hashem, Kaes Machar, Soles B'Shekel, V'Sasayim Sarim B'Shekel, B'Shar Shomron." It's going to be very cheap in the gates of Shomron, in the prices in the marketplace of Shomron. There's going to be plenty of barley, plenty of wheat. Vayana Shalish Hashem Amelak Lishan Al Yado. The Shalish says, will God make these windows in heaven and rain down food? Even if he does, it's not going to be enough. You will not partake of it. You will see it. Why was it so hard to understand? So you might just say he is a brazen and he is denying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? There are others, there's a depth to it as well, though, also. The Gemara tells us in Masechet Sanhedrin that this is the example, a classic example of Mida Kenegan Mida. He does not believe it'll happen, so he's not going to take part in it, right? The beginning of Parachelek, right at the beginning, the Psadiyam and Aleph. The Mishnah says, if somebody does not believe in Tchias HaMesim, then they will not be Zochet to Tchias HaMesim. V'kol kach lama, says the Gemara, who covered b'tchias ha-meisim, l'fichach lo yeh lo chelek b'tchias ha-meisim. Shekom midosef shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu mida k'neged mida. Every mida of Hashem is mida k'neged mida. Da'am, and the Sefer Ikarim writes, the Musar Nevi'im here brings it, the Sefer Ikarim writes, Rabbi Yosef Albo, that's a gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. because he wants us to know why we're being punished. And he wants us to have commensurate abilities to be able to do better. So that is why Hashem always set up the world as a media to connect and meet the world. Here, you know, it was death. How do we know all the midas of Hashem are midah keneged midah? So we go to Malachim Beis, Perek Zayin. Shenemar v'yomer Elisha shimu devar Hashem ka'is machar. You'll see the food. And the Shalish says, what are you talking about? And Elisha says, in charoe be'inecha umisham lo tochal. You won't be able to enjoy it. And as we know, he gets trampled. The Gemara says, v'dilma, maybe it was just a curse of Elisha. Kill us Elisha garmale, not dafka midah keneged midah. So Gemara says, "Imkain lichtov krav, your misuhu vayamos, my bishar al iske shar." On what he spoke about the pricing, he denied it, and says the Gemara that this is the source for mida keneged mida. The Meshechachma writes in the end of Mitzora when he talks about the Haftorah, he relates to this story and he says, "Why dafka was this? There's no mida keneged mida earlier in history in Torah." In the Yeshua, Shoftim, Shmuel, there's no other Mida Keneged Mida story. Why is this discussed? So says the Meshech Chachma in his classic style, Habi'ur, Da Teva Heima Nisim Ritzufim. Nature, Teva, is really miracles that we are used to. Constant miracles, as the Ramban talks about at the end of Parshas Bo. Shahabore Yisparach Mechadesh B'chol Yom Ma'aseh Breishis. Hashem recreates every single second. V'chol Ha'olam Talui B'ma'amaro Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is Tali on Hashem. Hashem set it up. David said, and he set it up, and there is no more, says the Meshech Chachma. There's no more Yesh Mi'ayin in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Yesh Mi'ayin with Ma'aseh Breishis, and now it's all Yesh Mi'yesh. Nothing really is born, created or destroyed. It's just separated or put together. He quotes from Rav Saad Yagon, Shekashem she'ein kol bo'ay olam yecholim livro yitush echad. Just like nobody could create a mosquito, kach ein yecholim lechaloso. Rak lahafrida murkav. Death is just a separation of the elements that are together. David HaMelech says, Hihu amar vayehi, hu tziva vayamod. Imkain says the Meshech Chachma, Hamiso hi pirud hamurkav liyesodos. Death is when all of our yesodos separate and we go back to dirt and earth and more. All the yesodos, eish. And what's tchiyas ameisim? When all those yesodos come back together. Tchiyah hi akibutz meha yesodos es asher kfar hu. V'katan ha-neis v'ha-pele mi-briyas ha-adam mi-pita v'shrucha. Tchiyas ameisim is not going to be as great as Ma'aseh Breishis. Ma'aseh Breishis is yesh mi'ayin mamish. Tchiyas ameisim is putting together the parts that are already there. V'zeo sha'amru ma'ita ha-vilu. That's what the Gemara says. Rak al zeh ragil ayin l'roz v'zeh la-ragil. He quotes the Gemara there in Sanhedrin. So this Shalish did not think that Hashem could bring flour and bread and barley, bringing the Yesodos all together. So he says, okay, so you're going to die. Your Yesodos are going to be separated. That's the Mida Keneged Mida, and that's why Dafka, this is the story that is chosen by the Gemara to illustrate that point. Good. So that's what getting into this story. So that's the promise that Elisha makes. We continue. V'yarba anashim ayim mitzaraim. So were the four lepers. The Gemara tells us in Mesechasota, the four lepers were Gehazi and his children. They were the four lepers. How did Chazal know that it was Gehazi and his children? A couple of suggestions. Some say that even during when they first went out and they found the food, they didn't just run back. They didn't just take food. They took gold and silver and they hid it. So it's the same midah ra that got them into this problem in the first place. Remember, Gehazi went and took the money from Naaman and swore because he had a taiva for kesef. So you see here, these mitzaram still had the taiva. So maybe that's one reason why Chazal knew that it was Gehazi. Or others say that all the other mitzaraim were healed by Elisha, right, including Naaman, but all the other ones. Mistam also went into the yard and it got healed. Why would these not healed? It must be because Elisha cursed them, and Elisha was the one that created this saras. We'll get back to that, Be'ez Hashem. V'yarba, so there were four men sitting Pesach HaShaar. They were sitting at the door of the gate. Why were they at the door of the gate? This is a huge, fascinating discussion in the postgame. What were they doing at the door of the gate? So Pashtus is, because we know a Mitzorah has to be sent out of the camp, out of the ear, Bati Erechom. But this is the Mishnah, a Mishnah in Kalim, quoted by the Rambam, Perak Aleph Halacha Zayin of Kalim. Ayaras HaMukafas Choma Mekudeshas Mimena. It has more Kedusha than the rest of Eretz Yisrael. Shemishalchin Mitochan Esamut Sarayim. Right, you send out the mitzoras, right? Says the Bar Tanura, miyamos Yeshua ben Nun. Obviously, walled cities from the time of Yeshua ben Nun. Because in Mitzorah, it only says michutz lamachane moshavo, chutz lamachane Yisrael. And when Yeshua conquered Eretz Yisrael, he was mekadish all the ayaras or mekafas chomap to have special kedushas. So the mitzorayim have to be outside that city. The shaila is, the question is, Rabbi Kiva Eger. The Tosas Rabbi Kiva Eger on the side of the Mishnayos asks, he quotes a chacham echad who says, but one minute, what city are we talking about here? We're talking about Shomron, the northern capital of Malchus Yisrael. Was that a walled city from the time of Yeshua ben Nun? No, Pashtus. Vashomron lo haya mukaf chomo mimos Yeshua ben Nun. So why were they sitting outside? So this is a question that has bothered many. So one answer is maybe they were just sitting outside because nobody wanted to be with them. Nobody wanted to get saras. Wasn't a halachic reason. Or the time of the Krar, Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, well, maybe they didn't want them to be metame them, not to alert allergy or contagious, but some other non-halachic reason. Rav Kiva Eger, though, himself says, no. If you look in the Targum Yonasan, back in Malachim Aleph, on the pasuk that says, who built up Shomron? Omri, Achav's father. He was the one that built up, and that's why he was Zochep. To certain merits because he built up part of Eretz Yisrael. We discussed that then back in Malachim Aleph. So it says there that he rebuilt. That's what the Targum says. Not that he built it, but he rebuilt it. Vayiken, and he bought it. So that means it was there from before. So maybe in Achinami, maybe Shomron was a walled city from the time of Yeshua ben Nun. So answer number one is maybe it wasn't a halachic reason. Number two, maybe it was walled in Achinami from the time of Yeshua ben Nun. The Meshach Chachma in the end of Mitzorah, again in that same piece that I just read, he suggests, well, maybe they treated it. Remember, the kings of Israel, Malchus Yisrael, wanted to treat the northern city as Yerushalayim. They didn't want people to go to Yerushalayim. So he says here too, Shayin Noagim, Malchus Yisrael, B'Shomron, Kikdushas Yerushalayim. V'lo Niskachu Sharei Yerushalayim, and that's why just like Yerushalayim, the gates did not, in themselves, did not have Kedusha, so too here, they allowed the Mitzorayim in by Shomron. So that's another one. Maybe they just treated it that way. But there is a gorgeous answer based on Reb Chaim. If you look in the Rambam, when the Rambam quotes this halacha about the Mitzorayim going out, it's unbelievable. The Diuk. The Rambam says in Perek Yud Halacha Zayin of Hilchos Tumas Saras, Din HaMitzorah, Sheyielo Moshav Levado, Chutz La'ir, Shenemar Mechutz L'machane Moshavo, V'dover Zeh Ba'ayaros HaMukaf Eschoma, Be'eretz Yisrael Bilvad. This law applies to cities that are walled in Eretz Yisrael. Period. He does not mention Mimos Yeshua ben Nun. Is he just like, okay, you know what I mean? No, says Reb Chaim, quoted in the Gracha, he doesn't relate it to this story, but the other Achronim related to this story. The Gracha Lashas in Os Ayin Bey says, there are two halachas about sending a Mitzorah outside the Machane. There's one din, regular din of Shiluach Tmeim. Like we know, many Tmeim. Some go out of one Machane, some go out of two Machanes, so the Mitzorah has to go out of three Machanes. That's one din. But there's another element. There's a special din of Shiluach Mitzorah. Then a Mitzorah has a halacha of Badad Yeshev, Michutz LaMachane Moshavo. Separate din by Mitzorah. The first element might have been from Yeshua ben Nun, but this one just has to do with you have to be outside the Machane. Even if it's not from the time of Yeshua ben Nun, you are a Mitzorah, whether it's the Hashkafik, Lashon Hara, you cause Pirud, you have to be outside of the Achdus of a walled city, you have to be out. Says Reb Chaim, that's not connected to the first din of Shiluach Tmeim. So maybe, suggests the Machronim, that's what's happening here too. Shomron was a walled city, not from the time of Yeshua ben Nun. But to sit outside for this halacha, you have to be, you don't have to be a walled city from the time of Yeshua ben Nun. And maybe they point out, that's why Rashi on the Pasuk says here, Pasuk Hashar, he doesn't quote the mitzvah of Shiluach Tmeim. He quotes Badad Yeshev Michus Lamachane Moshavo. So it's not a din in Hilchus, in walled cities from the times of Yeshua ben Nun. So we have many answers given to the question of Pasuk Hashar. Okay, we continue. So one of the lepers say to the other ones, what are we sitting here until we die? If we go into the city, there's no food in the city. And if we stay here, we also die. What's our only chance? Let's go to Aram. If they let us live, fine. And if they kill us, we didn't lose anything. We're going to die anyway. So they get up. Baneshef, right at twilight, says the Sion, Ba'erev, right, that's Neshev is twilight. The Malbim said, they dafka went then, because Hashem's orchestrating the events, that the very next day, the prices are going to go down. And they go, and they see the whole Machane Aram, Ein Sham Ish. Nobody's there. V'Hashem Ishmias Machane Aram Kol Rechav Kol Sus Kol Chal Gadol. He Hashem had made them an unbelievable nace, made them think there was a terrible, unbelievable army attacking them, and they all left. They ran away. They have a bunch of different other nations that are fighting with them, and they left. The Ahaleim Susayim Chamorim. They left everything. They ran away. They come. They come to one tent. Vayochlu, vayishtu, vayisu misham kesef v'zav v'begadim. They take everything. Vayochlu vayatminu. So as we mentioned before, if there's these Gehazi's children in Gehazi, they still didn't learn their lesson. They still have that taiva, the same thing that got them into the problem. They can't get over it. Vayomer ishal re'eu lochein anachosim ayom azeh yom besaru. Today's good luck. We have to go. We can't keep quiet. We have to go tell the king. So they come back, nobody's there, go tell the king. So this nace, the Yeshua for Klal Yisrael, is wrought through these four mitzoraim. And that is also a question that has bothered the Achronim. Why did Hashem bring this tremendous Yeshua through these lepers? Right, he couldn't bring it through a more kadosh avenue. So, Yonas and Ibishitz, in the Avas Yonas on Anaf Torahs, says, Yesh la'avin ma'azeh b'isur HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'sara tova al-yidei masorim davka. So he says, the Gemara tells us, Ein ben David ba ad sheyia hador kulo, izakaya kulo chayev. There's a chazal, David HaMelech, Mashiach's not coming unless the dor is totally meriting, or totally chayev. So he says, totally merit, fine, you understand. That's achishena. But what do you mean, kulo chayiv? It has to be the worst? So says the Avas Yonasam, because sometimes when Klal Yisrael are so low, Hashem doesn't have a choice. He's just got to bring it, the Yeshua, like in Mitzrayim. The 49th level of Tumah, if we would have been there another second, boom! No, so Hashem had to give it, even though we didn't have any zchuyos. Right, he said, Kishayim Mitzrayim, b'memtesh shari Tumah, u'kimat shalo bo, b'nun shari Tumah, Yikadosh Baruch Hu go'alom. So too, a Mitzora, in Mitzrayim, as we know, the halacha is kulo hafach lavan, if a Mitzora is totally covered in saraz, Tarhu, then we don't totally drive him away. So here too, because Bnei Yisrael were so gone, the Vadek Yisrael Chayavim Kliya Beruuyim LePeronis Chas V'Shalav. We're wrong because we're over the Avodazara. Hashem destroys us up until, but not totally. And then though he brings the Yeshua through these Mitzaram, so we know we're not really deserving, but he's just giving us the Yeshua. So hopefully we will come back to him. But there's another idea of why HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the Yeshua through these people. The Mishpat Zosav says it in one way, that we should never give up. We know the Gemara in Sota tells us that Elisha gave up on Gehazi, and he threw him away, and he was Dochev Ishtei Yadayim, right? And that's what the Gemara says. You have to have Yimin Mekarev, this small Dochev, Yimin Mekareves, but and he did it. So maybe the message is that you can't give up on anybody, and Hashem will bring a Yeshua through anybody. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, in his Sefer, Logic of the Heart, Logic of the Mind, he talks about this in the context of Medinat Yisrael. He says, there are those that argue that the results of such leadership, meaning people who are anti-Torah and anti-religious, cannot be of great historical significance to the Jewish people. It can't be. There's anything good that's going to come out of it, because look who started the state. And Rav Aaron continues quoting this story, and he says, look at the story. This episode shows that no Jew could be excluded from the grace of God. Yisrael afa pi shechata Yisraelu. It shows that God does not exclude any Jew from salvation, and he may therefore designate even spiritual outcasts as the messengers of relief and deliverance for the Jewish people. So consequently, we cannot ignore the significance of the establishment of the State of Israel simply because Jews who stand a substantial distance from any foreign observance of mitzvos were at the forefront of founding the state. A very crucial point. Again, he talks about other issues as well in there, but that is Rav Aaron. Even before him, earlier, before the state, we have Rav Techtel in the Emel Banim Smecha, who more than once in the Sefer goes through, just because he was killed in the Holocaust, but before, even though the Shivat Zion involved many people who, again, were anti-Torah, anti-religious, that does not mean it becomes treif and pasul. Rav Techtel explains, HaKadosh Baruch Hu many times brings gifts through unseemly covers. And this, again, is another example of that idea. So back to the story. So the Shoarim, they come to the Shoarim and they tell them, go tell the king. They come to the king and tell him. And the king, though it was forecast, though there was a prophecy, his rishus does not let him to believe. I know what they're going to happen. They know we're starving. We're going to come out. Yadu ki re'evim anachnu, v'yetsu min amachna lecha, v'basad elemar, ki yetsu min ir, v'nit v'seim chayim, will get them alive. And they said, you know what, it can't hurt. Just send a couple of horses. So they find a couple of horses. There were five, and then there were two. They sent two horses. And they saw mamish that it was true. Vayashubu amalachim v'yagidu l'malach, they told the king. Pasuk tezayin. Vayetze ha'am v'yavozu es machane aram. They pillage. Not pillage. They spoil. They take all the spoils. Vayehi sa'asolas b'shakel. Exactly what Elisha said the day before. Everything was very cheap. Vamelech evkidas ha'shalish. The king put the shalish at the door of the gate for crowd control. And vayir mesu'am b'shar v'yamos. They trample him to death exactly as Elisha had said. It's amazing. The Mishpat Zazav also points out that Rashi quotes on the Az Yashir, Yemincha Hashem, Nadar Bekoch, Yemincha Hashem, Teres Oyev, that usually if you have a king, he's doing Hatzalah or he's doing Onesh. You can't do them at the same time. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu can, the Yemin of Hashem, that's exactly what happened here. The Yemin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was involved, right, in the salvation, and at the same point of the salvation, there was the Onesh on this shalish that it did not believe. She bezeh atzmo v'yesh l'osef shachilish beparsha zu she ba'oso davar atzmo she bo niyat to Yeshua l'Yisrael she yered hashar bezeh atzmo nifka hapakid al yedei ha'am she ratzu maher bevala lavuz es machane aram. Right, and that's Yemin Hashem. Oso Yemin atzma tiras oyev ma she iefshal adam la'aso shtei malachos biyad achas. Rashi says there in Parshas Beshalach. So that's what happened here. That he was killed because of his impudence to the Navi, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what we learn from this idea. One other Hara, and that is maybe part of his mistake was, if you're Medayik, so one of the Achronim points out that there's a switch in Lashon. First, in the first earlier part, it had barley, then wheat, then wheat, then barley. Barley is animal food, and wheat is obviously for human consumption. So part of what he was suggesting was that he understood that the Jews weren't on a level to be Zocha to a Nes, and what, it was like barley, which is animal food. Because Baruch Hu is going to bring a nace for an animal, for people on the level of animals, and that's what he didn't believe. And the answer is that Kadosh Baruch Hu could do nisim for anybody. And there were tzaddikim that were hidden that the kings didn't know about. As we know, there were some b'nei hanavim. So either way, he was denied Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's somewhat of a blasphemer, and therefore he had his due. And the haftorah, and the parak ends off, vayirmesu oso ha'am bashar vayamos, and he died. If you look at the time of Dekra and others, he discusses also why is it that the Haftorah ends this way. Usually, you're not allowed to be Messiah with a Davara. So, how are we allowed to end the Haftorah this way? And the answer is, it's not Ra. To have Mita Keneged Mita for a Russia to get his due, that is not considered Ra, says Rav Chaim Kanievsky here in the time of Dekra. The Ramso also Baham Bashar Umeis Rosh and his Kaima Navua. It was a Kiyam of Navuas Elisha. Visha Asar Hailo the Fakpek. Uba Vadaik Shalach Lamus. And Mistama, he even adds. When he was dying, he probably did Shuva because he realized what was happening. Chazer B'Tshuva Bikeshite Misaso Kaparaso. Vinimsa Shebegamar Misaso Nigmara Kaparaso. Right, with Donlakav Schus, what he did at the end of the last few seconds of his life. Ukiilu Hevichatas Veneskaper Vizekvar Dover Tov. Velachain Misaimin. Okay, that takes us through Perek Zayin as we continue these amazingly exciting prakim of Elisha.